From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. An attorney for two American hikers jailed in Iran says one more signature is needed to finalize bail arrangements, which could lead to their release. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul. Iranian officials say their release would be an act of Islamic mercy.
Attorney Masoud Shafai told reporters in Tehran that he secured one of the two judicial signatures required for the bail agreement regarding Josh Fatale and Shane Bauer. The bail amount is believed to be $500,000 each. Without giving a timetable, Iran's foreign minister said a decision had been made to commute the sentences of Bauer and Fatale. They were given 8-year prison terms on charges of illegal entry and espionage. The Americans denied wrongdoing, saying they were hiking near the Iran-Iraq border in 2009 when they were detained. A third hiker, Sarah Shord, was released on $500,000 bail last year. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The U.S. ambassador in Islamabad says the United States has evidence linking the Pakistan government to the Haqqani militant network, which uses Pakistan's tribal area as a base of operation. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
U.S. Ambassador Cameron Munter said that the attack that took place in Kabul a few days ago was the work of the Haqqani network. Militants staged a 20-hour siege, firing rockets and guns on the U.S. embassy in the diplomatic quarter of the Afghan capital. The U.S. has repeatedly pressed Pakistan to go after the Haqqani network, and Munter told Pakistan Radio it must be stopped.
We have to fight these people. We have to make sure that they don't continue to do this. It's a very fundamental issue that is really in the interest of all of our countries.
Munter's remarks followed Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's warning that the U.S. was not going to say how it will respond, but that it is not going to allow these kinds of attacks to go on. Pakistan's foreign ministry condemned those remarks as out of line. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama is expected to appear in the White House Rose Garden tomorrow morning to explain how he'd pay for his proposed jobs bill. He's also expected to call for a rewrite of the nation's tax laws, that people making more than $1 million a year should pay taxes at least at the same percentage as middle-income taxpayers. It might be called the Buffett Rule or the Buffett Tax in honor of billionaire investor Warren Buffett. He said rich people pay a smaller share of their income in federal taxes than those in lower income levels. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating plane crashes at two air shows this weekend. The first occurred Friday in Reno, Nevada, killing the pilot and 8 people on the ground. John Towns saw the crash and the aftermath.
Normally, when you see an air crash, you see recognizable wreckage. There was nothing. It was just little bits of metal in a big black area on the ground.
A plane crashed in Martinsburg, West Virginia, killing the pilot. This is NPR News. The daughters of a former vice president and a former senator have both died at the age of 51. NPR's Jim Hawk reports on the lives of Kara Kennedy and Eleanor Mondale.
Kara Kennedy, the daughter of the late Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, died Friday after working out at a Washington area health club. Ms. Kennedy had also waged a 9-year battle with lung cancer. Eleanor Mondale, the daughter of former Vice President Walter Mondale, was diagnosed with brain cancer 6 years ago. Her friend Susie Jones talked about her final visit on Thursday.
I kissed her and I whispered in her ear that I loved her and that it's been an honor. And she didn't wake up. Her eyes fluttered a little bit.
Her father released a statement saying she died after her long and gutsy battle against cancer. Jim Hawk, NPR News, Washington.
Actress Frances Bay is dead. She played Adam Sandler's grandmother in Happy Gilmore and Fonzie's grandmother in Happy Days. And in an episode of Seinfeld, she struggled with Jerry over the last loaf of marble rye bread.
All right, look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you $50. Now be reasonable. You cannot turn down $50 for a $6 rye?
No. Watch me. Stop it.
I want that rye, lady.
Help! Someone help!
Shut up, you old pig!
Bay worked as a radio actress before World War II and then put her career on hold after she married. She resumed acting in the 70s, playing kindly old ladies in The Jeffersons, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Who's the Boss? Her cousin said she died Thursday at a Los Angeles hospital after being diagnosed with pneumonia. Frances Bay was 92. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.